The Ministry of Education is currently hosting stakeholder consultations for the new digital OECS Harmonized Primary Curriculum, or DOHPC. The digital OECS Harmonized Primary Curriculum, according to the OECS, will promote regional integration and effective pedagogical practices, providing educators with extensive multimedia resources to enhance their teaching. Speaking to NBC News, Senior Education Officer Aldia Gumbs-Dyer says the stakeholders are presented with an overview of why the new curriculum is being introduced, and they are given excerpts from the subject areas. They add and given the opportunity to provide feedback and their general idea of what they have looked at.
So at the end of the consultations, the feedback that we gather, they are being analyzed and given to the consultants and the writers. We are expected to go back to the curriculum and see if there is need to review based on the feedback that we received.
She says at the end of the consultations, the Ministry of Education is hoping that the introduction of the curriculum will be part of the transformative process that is expected to take place in the Ministry of Education.
The curriculum, of course, will be more readily accessible because now it's in a digital format. So the actual cost of printing is eliminated. So parents can have a look at it. Regular community members, anybody can have a look. So it will be more readily accessible. Secondly, we expect that more of our population at a younger age will have more of the 20th century skills. So the learners will be better equipped. They will be learning more of the digital skills. We are promoting critical thinking among those. And then the curriculum is also expected to be more student-centered, so learning is supposed to be more equitable. Overall, we are hoping that the curriculum will bring about more relevant and meaningful change for our society, and the overall outcomes will be more positive for a greater population of our students.
Gumbs-Dyer says they selected specific groups and had open sessions for the community for the consultation. She says so far, all participants have shown very keen interest and have been actively engaged in reviewing what is presented and giving valuable feedback.
All of the participants have shown very, very keen interest, and they have been actively engaged in reviewing what is presented before them, and they have been giving very valuable feedback. We are grateful that we had a wide range of participants, and we think that it was very, very important. The first set of community consultations were held yesterday in Kingston and in Georgetown, and we saw a range of participants coming out. We are very happy for that.
Senior Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Aldia Gumbs-Dyer. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.